After years of consultation and research, Sesame Street decided to introduce a new character that will address developmental and learning difficulties. Julia is a small orange puppet, and she's about to change the way children and parents think about autism. The long-running children's TV show will be adding the new character with the aim of shedding light on the condition. Amelia Nabasquez spoke to Adam Guastella, professor of clinical psychology at the University of Sydney.
What would you say are the main indicators currently for detection of autism in children?
One of the first signs of autism is about emotion and social reciprocity. It's about being able to respond to social gestures, to follow the gaze of another person, and to pay attention to the aspects of faces that convey social meaning and social emotion. Boing, boing, boing. Repetitive interests and restricted interests. So people often describe having fixations on specific things like trains or cartoons or movies or books.
Once autism is detected in a child, what treatments are made available for the child and their families?
The recommended treatment at the moment is early as possible intervention for teaching social skills, and there's lots of really good training programs that families and children can participate in. And these programs typically involve seeing a therapist at least weekly, and parents or caregivers are trained in how to teach social rules.
How would you say that autism in the past has typically been portrayed in the media and in television and film?
A decade ago, we often thought of autism as a genetic neurobiological condition with no treatment. And it was often, if we go, say, 30 or 40 years ago, people with intellectual difficulties or strong differences were excluded and stigmatised for the individual, and it certainly didn't improve the major difference that we're now taking more active strategies about how we can support and improve the lives of those people with different types of problems.
And this is where Julia comes in.
Oh, who's this?
Oh, this is our friend, Julia.
Oh, hi, Julia. I'm Big Bird. Nice to meet you.
Julia is the newest Muppet to join Sesame Street, and she has autism. Her first appearance isn't due until April 10th, although she's already generating conversation online where she made her first appearance. What influence would you say that characters like Julia on Sesame Street have to contribute on autism and its representation in the future?
One of the great things about the character is that the characters, clearly there's been effort to role model how to respond to Julia in the episode and how to include Julia in games and in social situations. So I think that one of the real lessons we can take from Sesame Street is that they've used a character that's clearly included by the group around them and educates the observer in how they can respond to that diversity.
Julia's inclusion is part of Sesame Street's latest initiative called See Amazing in All Children.
I'd like to see this approaches which encourage acceptance of diversity and knowledge about how to respond to different challenging behaviours in a positive and supportive way to be really promoted through many forms, whether it's through news and through everyday programs, but you know, in diversity supported through mainstream activities.
Although characters like Julia appearing on mainstream children's programs is a step in the right direction, there is still a long way to go when it comes to combating the stigma that arises for children with autism.
Well, I think that one of the great changes over the last 5 years in research has been understanding that people with autism have, and a whole range of developmental conditions, have a great potential to learn and to participate and to really live fulfilling lives. So I think that is that's the big message that I'd like to get out there, and that that to improve participation, it's not just about the individual, it's also about how the social structures are developed to support the individual.
Adam Guastella, professor of clinical psychology at the University of Sydney, ending that report from Amelia Nabasquez.